A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
1890 453 106 if you want to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Now, there's some confusion when it comes to weddings for couples at the moment. The government's due to look at the issue later this week. Anne-Marie Quinlan is from Dublin and is with us here on the show. Anne-Marie, can you tell us about the situation your own family's in at the minute?
Hi, how are you, Andrea? Good. Yeah, my son is due to get married on the 21st of August. And like most brides, I think, get married in August, he has sent out an invitation for his 100 guests, which we assumed we were going to get. And now we're in a situation of obviously not knowing what the situation is regarding numbers. But in our particular case, and from what I would understand from other people I've heard in the radio in a number of people's cases, we have 94 out of our 100 guests fully vaccinated. There are 3 17-year-olds who can eat indoors with their parents, which brings me up to 97. We have one who has had her first jab and will have her second the week after the wedding. And we have one who is recovering, so is waiting for a date, can't get the vaccine just yet. And we have one guest out of 100 who isn't vaccinated and won't be getting vaccinated because has an issue around it. So I cannot understand why we can't have our wedding as we planned in our groups of 6 pods, you know, tables set out to 6 people, where restaurants all over the country, and I'm delighted they are all open now and having people, like, and many restaurants would take 50, 60, 70 people at a sitting. And we have our guests, practically everybody is vaccinated and they're kind of hemming and hawing as to whether or not we can do it. It's so unfair and stress on the families is ridiculous.
Because there was some talk, in the earlier stages of this or in recent months, Anne-Marie, about the number potentially for August going to 100. But then when the...
Yeah, and that's what we worked on.
Yeah. And then when the announcement came out around indoor dining, we had some clarity from the Thánaiste Leo Varadkar about this last week. He kind of advised couples to operate on the basis that it was going to be 50.
Well, he was very flippant, in fairness. I mean, the way he spoke to that girl, Zara King, like, he was extremely flippant and quite rude, as was Micheál Martin. Like, if that was going to be the case, they should have advised weeks ago. Because, you know, you don't send your wedding invitation out a week before the wedding. You send your wedding invitation out 6, 7, 8 weeks before the wedding, sometimes 3 months before the wedding. You know, if there had been an issue around it. But, like, to be honest with you, it's not that, you know, if it was the case that it has to be 50, it has to be 50. Mm. But if you have indoor dining and you're all able to show your COVID vaccine pass, I mean, I'm in town chatting with my mother for her outfit for the wedding, and we've been to Arnott's, had a lovely space, cup of coffee and a scone and a chat because we both have our COVID pass. And so if you can show your COVID pass to your restaurant or to your hotel on arrival, or whether we collate it beforehand, the day before we send everybody's evidence of their past, why can we not sit at tables in groups of 6 and have a wedding? Like, there's no music, there's no dancing, there's no of the traditional Irish wedding. It's just a gathering of people. There would be, you know, a few drinks in the garden, please God, if the weather is good on arrival, which is outdoors, which is fine, and then people are sitting in groups of 6.
So your point is that you feel there should be the vaccine bonus effectively for a wedding
Absolutely.
To take place.
And that's why isn't there the vaccine bonus? If you can have a vaccine bonus there was a number of people upstairs having coffee and scones. What is the difference? You know, it's not like, I know, you know, a typical wedding, there would be movement and there would be dancing and there would be, but that's not the case. And the wedding is over at 11:30. You know, they practically tail them in so many ways. But if 94 of my guests have a vaccine bonus, and then three of them are 17. Like, what is the issue?
Okay, so you've 94 out of 100 fully vaccinated.
Out of 100, fully vaccinated, and two who will be, you know, one is pending. She's had one, she's going to have the second one.
Yeah.
And
they've their certs and all of this.
All done.
Yeah, okay.
So what is the issue?
Stay with us, Anne-Marie. It's 1894-53106 if you want to get in touch with us here in the programme. Elena Fitzgerald-Kane is going to be speaking to us in a few moments, actually, from the Irish Hotels Federation. Cathal Molloy, though, was the founder of the Wedding Band Association. Cathal, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, Andrea. Well, look, aviation is open. Hospitality is open. Musicians are left on the sideline. We're still closed. And we really, really can't see any justification for it anymore. We've been lobbying quite hard over the last couple of months to try and find solutions to get wedding bands back into the room. Northern Ireland is open, and we just can't understand why we can't go to work. We're COVID officer trained, all of our members. We have written an extra set of guidelines that we would adhere to. We've never met congregation. And I also think that they should be allowed, the couple should be given the 100 guests on the 5th of August. Honest statement a few days ago saying that if 2/3 of the population were vaccinated, 16 of them could be at the wedding not vaccinated, and what couple would want a COVID outbreak at their wedding? I think the couples should be able to decide for themselves at this stage.
Just to clarify, Cathal, obviously you're not back performing at all at the minute.
Sorry?
You're not performing at all at the minute.
No, well, there is performances at the moment. So it is, like, we would fully 100% support public health advice. But the predicament we're in at the moment is some venues will permit live music because it is a guideline ultimately. But that leaves us in a precarious position because we have to go to work. We're contracted by the couple. And we issued a letter to all the leaders today. We've had ongoing engagement with Minister Martin, and I have to applaud her. Her officials have engaged with us, and we sent in a letter to all the leaders today on Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, on Taoiseach, Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, and the Minister also for Tourism, Minister Martin, to get this guideline omitted on the 5th of August and let us go back to work. Like, Andrea, our members have full diaries in August. The admin hell, the financial hell, the mental health hell. We've played our part, and we feel now that with just the finger point that's just going on. Live music is not loud. Live is not loud. This is the problem.
The other point I wanted to ask you, Anne-Marie, as well, I know the Hotel Industry Federation, they're looking for the numbers to be bumped. I think it's from 50 to 150. Yeah, it's to be tripled, and we'll be speaking to those in a few moments' time. But I have a text in here from a listener, and I'm just interested in your thoughts on this. This texter says, having just come down with what is nearly definitely COVID after attending a wedding last week, I think the venues need to seriously consider antigen testing on arrival for guests. 70% of the guests at this 50-person wedding we attended last week are now sick, and this shouldn't have happened if people had to take a simple antigen test. The majority of the guests were fully vaccinated. Doesn't seem to make sense, but it's just the reality from a sick woman, says this texter.
Well, I mean, I'd agree in some sense.
Yeah, carry on, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree to that. I mean, antigen testing, us not having antigen testing in this country is absolutely outrageous. I think most people will agree with that one. I mean, that woman, most unfortunate, and she said majority of people were vaccinated. But what does she mean by the majority? You know, and where the, I mean, it's a specific incident or it's a specific event. I mean, it's going to be very much down to the hotels managing and making sure that it's controlled. And as that gentleman was just speaking before, to the people themselves, like my son and his wife do not want an outbreak at their wedding. They want to be back in work the following week and getting on with life. You know, no guest wants to be involved in any event that there's going to be a COVID outbreak. But in our case, you know, it's so unlikely because, I mean, you can uninvite somebody who's not vaccinated. Give the couple the privilege, I suppose, or the freedom to uninvite somebody who's not vaccinated. if that's what they need to do, that's what they need to do. I mean,
in order to get the 100,
an outbreak at their wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one person who won't be vaccinated. I'm sure my son and his wife will have no problem uninviting them. Do you know?
Yeah. Okay. Elena Fitzgerald Kane is the president of the Hotels Federation as well, and the director of the Woodlands House Hotel in Adair in Limerick. You're looking for numbers to be tripled, Elena.
Thanks very much, and good afternoon to all your listeners, Andrea. When I spoke to your colleague earlier, I suppose I was talking about we had hoped that in August that numbers of 100 would go ahead, given, I suppose, the level of vaccinated guests that we have and given that been held in spacious ballrooms. Your colleague mentioned what would we like to see from September onwards. And I mentioned that, look, if we've had increments of 50 and if vaccination levels continue and all the other public health markers are in place, that's what we'd like to look for. But it's not a sense of for now, I suppose. What we're looking for now is like what that poor mom mentioned there, you know, just clarity and numbers. The 6th of August is 10 days away. There was an anticipation of 100. The thoughts of uninviting, you know, guests is just something that's too much to bear for couples, many of whom, you know, are on their fifth date, and all against the backdrop of 68% of our population being fully vaccinated and 83% of our population being partially vaccinated. And, you know, like the lady mentioned there, that there would only be one unvaccinated guest potentially in spacious ballrooms, some of which can host 1,000 people. The best form of contact tracing insofar as with table plans, you know, strictly within the guidelines of a maximum of 6 adult guests per table. So there's all the reasons why it should work. But the notion of tripling the numbers was really that we'd like to see further increments as public health progresses. And particularly when we move into September, you know, at that stage, but people will be back to college, etc.
So do you feel then that from August, because August was the date that was previously mentioned, do you believe, Elena, even with the rising numbers that we've had in recent days and the concern around the Delta variant, do you still believe, though, that the numbers should move to 100?
I think consideration should be given to it, given the amount of vaccinated guests that are in attendance. You know, a lot of wedding couples are a little bit older, and the age profile, when I look at the weddings that we posted, is a little bit older. So I think that if couples were given the option of having vaccinated guests only, or, you know, potentially a mix, I think they'd grasp that with both hands and respect that. But look, at the end of the day, and again, as your previous, I suppose, interviewees mentioned, it's all about being safe and sustainable.
I mean, the other side of this is, like, if there's a wedding, you know, if Anne-Marie's son is getting married in the Woodlands House in Adair in Limerick next week, and there's the 50 people down there at the, you know, at the reception, like, there could easily be another 10 or 20 or 30 people just randomly in the dining room themselves having dinner that are nothing to do with the actual wedding reception. That there's, you know, the capacity within the hotel, I assume, is there anyway.
It is. You see, one thing that I'd say is, in the context of weddings, it's in a private space. It all happens privately. So that whole interaction with other guests whilst the wedding is going on is limited. And there are systems and processes in place around that. And, you know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Like, weddings have been consistently hosted since the 29th of June last year, and albeit at 6 at times, but it's the same processes that are in place. And I suppose the key difference for me is what I see is our guests are so socialised into what they need to do in terms of wearing masks, you know, not intermingling, etc. Everybody wants to make this
work.
Yeah,
but is it not harder?
Last year is vaccination.
Yeah, is it not harder, though, Elena, to monitor the wedding reception when you're getting into the figures around 100 and 150? Does it not start, is there not the likelihood that it will start to slip back into what is the kind of the old traditional Irish wedding?
I don't think so. You know, the reality is weddings now are very different to what the old traditional wedding were. And people understand what they need to do to be able to, you know, attend a wedding. Like, you have to think, some couples have scheduled so many times. You know, now that there's an opportunity to have greater numbers, whatever, I don't think that's going to change. The same processes are still in place, whether it's been for 6, 15, which was outdoors at one stage, you know, 25, 50, and potentially with larger numbers. It's the same processes, you know, and that's the reality. And the same commitment is there from guests, couples, and indeed from venues.
Just maybe, Cathal, on a final point, like, what compromise would you like to see? I think the government is looking at actually discussing this matter. They're in talks about increasing the capacity at ceremonies.
Yeah, well, look, first of all, I think antigen is imperative for, like, your last text that came in. The vaccine will protect us. and hopefully prevent it. But we can still spread the virus ultimately. That's what the scientists are saying. But if the test system was in place at that wedding, it would have been picked up on.
Your line is just skipping there, Cathal. We'll try and come back to you maybe again. And just to Anne-Marie on that final point, you mentioned the one unvaccinated person that's due to be invited to your son's wedding, but you think that he'd happily take the 99 other vaccinated people and not invite
absolutely.
That one person?
He certainly doesn't want to have to go and uninvite 50 people that he has invited, knowing that 49 of them have had their vaccine. You know, and I mean, just in relation to the hotel, when he originally booked his wedding, he had anticipated having 250 at his reception. So the hotel that he's going to could have facilitated that number in the same room that he's now hoping to have 100. So you can imagine the space that people, you know, they're all in tables of 5 and 6, well spaced out. You know, and I mean, as that man said there before, nobody wants to be involved in a COVID outbreak. They just want to go celebrate with the bride and groom, enjoy a meal, and then they're all getting up and going home at 11:30, like, because it's over. You know, it's hard enough as it is, and if they should have flagged this a long time ago instead of letting people send out invitations and then put the stress of the last week. I mean, my son's getting married to an only child, you know. I mean, their wedding has probably been planned since that little one was born. And now the stress and the upset that this is causing, it's just not fair. Okay. We've all been through enough the last 18 months.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a sense of some of the messages coming into us here on the News Talk text line. This listener says, weddings are carefully organised gatherings. The guests care about one another and are not going to cause risk to any other people. Wedding parties are not the same as indoor dining at all and should be allowed to have bigger numbers. In summary, says this listener, the pandemic isn't over and all of us need to compromise a bit to attempt to keep it at bay. Are we to have a constant parade of people who feel entitled to have their own personal hot button issues fixed? This listener, I actually think weddings are an unfair pressure for folks to attend during COVID. In my opinion, the only people who want them are the bride and groom and very close family. 50 is the perfect number for that. And this listener says, so an unvaccinated person isn't wanted at a wedding, groom and bride's choice, but vaccinated can still spread the virus. If there's an outbreak, it may not be the unvaccinated person who spread it. 50 guests could be vaccinated and there could and will still be outbreaks. So wrong how society is now two-tier. Keep them coming into us. If you find yourself in a similar position there, like Anne-Marie talked about her son, maybe you're the bride and groom in that position. We'd love to chat to you here on Lunchtime Live. It's 1890 453 106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.